Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now 30 seconds into hour number three. We're going to cover a ton of really, really important news on the economy, what's happening in Iraq, more examples of British troops being caught carrying out terror attacks from all the evidence, and wide open telephones. I want to take a lot of your calls. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. Brett, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Michigan.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, it's taken 100 years or more for the New World Order to, put this plan into effect. And it's not something that's going to change overnight, but it is starting to happen fast. There's like a herd reaction going on with a lot of people waking up at the same time, you know what I mean? And interesting, I'd like to know if they're going to seize George Bush's New World Order Glock commemorative edition, and if wonder if you personally seen that.
Well, yeah, they gave George Bush a Glock that says New World Order on it, yeah.
It's amazing that this stuff is just blatantly thrown right out in front of our faces. But the communication is the key. They've been cutting us off at the communication point, keeping us divided. Divide and conquer. Start, the Telecommunications Act of 1990, and the way that was such a major deal to me, and I couldn't believe it was nowhere in the mainstream media except like in Playboy magazine. They had a little blip. But, what's going on? I mean, are they going to be shutting down, your type of airwaves? Are you going to be on satellite radio, after 2006, after this deadline comes up, or what?
What deadline?
Well, they talked about this analog deadline, by 2006, they want to have all analog.
Well, sir, they are shutting the analogs. Look, the analog satellites we were on, no matter how much money we offered them, no matter what, cut us off. Only people with special connections, one person, was able to stay on an analog satellite. But that's gone in December. I mean, that is gone. We're on digital satellites, sir. We pay. We're on digital satellite. And you can also, the Internet's getting so fast. We have some commercial stations that are already streaming us, on 100-and-something bit, high-quality Internet. So, no, sir. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But, it's going digital with the satellites in 2 months and a couple days. And, I'm sorry to people out there, that we're not on that analog satellite for you. One big tactic the New World Order uses is they also have all their disinformation agents out there who constantly attack other patriots, who constantly say they're the best, who constantly say this person isn't doing enough, or this person's telling you that, things are bad, it's not true, it's not that bad, go back to sleep, everything's okay, or this person's a Fed, that person's a Fed. We've never done that here. We tell you, you're a leader, get involved, ask God to guide you, become informed, be bold, cover what you can document. We're here to uplift good organizations like JPFO and Governors of America and the Paragon Foundation, all these real groups. We're about issues. And so many of you never take action against the New World Order because you're too busy in these little federal sewing circles sitting around attacking every other patriot who's doing a good job. You want to look at whose payroll, your leaders are on. So that's another big problem we face is just, they passed the national ID card. They're passing for psychological testing and drugging. Now they're trying to implement. We beat the bill to put transponders in all the cars and the inspection stickers to start taxing us. But TxDOT just ordered 2 million of them and is moving ahead. I mean, it's just criminal. We're in a police state, so stop denying it and set about fixing it. They really are confiscating guns, folks. And that's only a stay, and they're saying they're not going to follow the ruling. They're going to keep taking guns. This stuff's really happening. And the feds are out there telling you it isn't. Now, that's a major telltale sign right there. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with, no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to go to Ron and Tim and Brian and many others. We're going to speed through your calls. I want to get more into this judge rejects lawmakers' immunity claim on DUI charges. He's the head of the committee that oversees the checkpoints and all the rest of it, big police state guy. He's been caught running a red light, drunk. Reportedly, and then caught at a checkpoint drunk, and he just came into the judge and said, I am from the legislature, I am above the law. So again, it shows this godlike mentality. I am your authority, I am God, I am government. And that's not what America's about, folks. So we'll take your calls and get into that story and some others about the big attack on Posse Comitatus, open martial law in America. The government has occupied Iraq, now they want to occupy America. I mean, we're the big prize, folks. Private interests control our government. They want to use the military and propaganda to control this nation and give themselves all the private contracts while they do it. But I wanted to get Debbie Morrow up for just a minute or two. I know she's really busy. The Made in America, Big Berkey, right here in America, Made in America, high quality and less money than Chinese and Indian knockoff water filters that you see in stores, and supplies are there, folks, but they are selling out quickly and having to manufacture more at their plants here in the U.S. They are the maker of the Big Berkey, folks, and they are the U.S. distributor of the British Berkey, which they also carry, if you'd like to get that fine unit. But they also have the potassium iodate, in case there's a radiological event. It's just always good to have. Number one cause of death is the thyroid absorbing the radioactive iodine. That's the number one cause of death for humans and your pets. And the feds have issued it to all their employees, but not told you to get it. Also, they have the Sheltering in Place DVD or VHS about how to make your house a safe house. And just a lot of other key materials. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Fire out a few of the specials for folks and give us the phone number.
Well, the specials for the Berkeys are you can get the Berkey light without the lights for $199, and you get a free bottle of potassium iodate, what you were talking about as far as for the thyroid blocker for nuclear fallout. Or you can get the Berkey light with the lights for $259, and you get the bottle of potassium iodate and the auxiliary battery adapter. We also have several different models now of the stainless steel Berkeys with the black Berkey purification elements in them, and you do get free bottles of potassium iodate with that, too. And when people call in, I'll be glad to go over all that with them.
And I want to stress that you are to get the best price, bar none, because they are the manufacturer. And if it's British, they are the national distributor. You already get the best deal, but then being our listeners, you get free gifts and an even bigger discount. I mean, I challenge you to find a better deal. Give Debbie a call, and if they're busy, leave her name and number clearly, and they'll call you right back. And that's 1-888-803-4438. They also make great Christmas gifts. You know, you've already taken care of your own water needs. You're already not drinking the poison that's in the water. Well, give it to friends and family. Give it to your children, your grandparents. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. And, Debbie, give us the spelling for Berkey.
It's BERKEYWATER, berkeywater.com.
And we have a big banner over to it at InfoWars.com.
That's right. And we do want to emphasize that not only, you know, get your Berkey water filters to use them every day. Don't put them in your closet and wait for something bad to happen. But, you know, I had a guy call me yesterday, and he was in the flood area, and he said, you know, he said, I've heard you say that a million times, and then here I was setting it up and trying to figure it out, and he said, I wish I'd have done it like you said, you know. So please, use your Berkeys all the time, and then, God forbid, something bad happened, you've got it right there.
Well, they're also really simple to use. Thanks, Debbie.
Very simple.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I bought my parents one a few months ago, and I brought it over to put it together. And it took me about 2 minutes. I mean, you just put the top on the bottom, and you screw in the filters, and then you got to run a few gallons of water through it if you don't want a kind of a carbony taste. But after you run a few gallons through it, it's just the best water you'll ever drink. 1-888-803-4438. And I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. I mean, I've been buying these things for years, and they do tens of thousands of gallons, but I give them to everybody I know. You know, people won't listen and order it themselves. I end up ordering and giving it to them. Plus, I get an even bigger discount, folks. Okay, let's go to the calls. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Ron.
There's a bit of information I'll pass along. It's interesting you had Mr. Zellman on today. It was an article in this week's Gunlist magazine, front page, the September 23rd edition, about the firearms import ban. I don't know if you or your listeners understand that the Justice Department, the conservative Gonzalez Justice Department, who serves for the conservative Bush administration, had rendered an opinion that the importation of things like SKS rifles and parts for rifles like an SKS is illegal.
And they just out of the blue did this when people had already made, you know, 10,000 rifle orders and stuff. People can't even get their money back. They're being ruined.
That's correct. And plus, you, of course, also understand that this basically just harkens back to what Clinton did. But every time Clinton would do
it. They're using the bureaucracy to enforce the assault weapons ban. And you're right. Clinton would do this, and there was screaming and wailing and flopping around. Now they do it, and people go, shut your mouth. Bush needs to take the guns.
So, you know, this is what goes on. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue, they did, rather clandestinely, by administrative edict or fiat. And as a matter of fact, it was actually done less scrupulously than Clinton. At least Clinton, even though I disagreed with him completely, at least did it
you know, patently where you could see it. This was done latently where you couldn't.
Well, it's like Clinton would would have a few Chinese generals in and give them some secrets. Bush just says, no more secrets. You can have every supercomputer, and it's hailed by Rush Limbaugh.
And I'd like to know where the outcry is on this. He's literally imposed a surreptitious or subterfuge of import ban.
They don't love the Second Amendment. They love George Bush.
Well, then they're insane. You know something? People that worship George Bush are idol worshippers. Then they're insane and they're idol worshippers. Because if you're not going to say anything about this, when in the previous administration they ranted and raved for years, people are still talking about the guy even though he's out of office 6 years, and not say nothing about this now while it's going on and being done to you by someone who's supposedly an apple pie conservative, someone who you may...
Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Weiner... None of them will talk about it, so nobody's going to find out about it.
Well, you know, it's right there.
And then we're radical because we get on the air and let you talk about it.
Listen, it's Gun List Magazine is a very good...
Well, that's evil. You just can't, they're liberals. You can't...
As a matter of fact, if you read the article, it's ironic because the fellow that did the article, his name is Brian McCombie, spoke to people inside the industry, importation industry, and many of these people are so afraid that they didn't want to give their names for this article because they felt that there would be retribution.
Well, that's the freedom, see? In America, you're afraid to speak. Freedom, Ron. Haven't you learned that freedom is being afraid of the military?
By the way, also, the conservative Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, had her hand in this because they used the provisions of a law, which all of a sudden they just reinterpreted. It was interpreted one way. Now Gonzalez just interpreted another in giving his opinion. Also used the powers of the Secretary of State. He gave the opinion to the Secretary, who then decided that these guns were no longer suitable for sporting purposes.
Well, I tell you, an SKS is a really cheap, well-made, nice rifle, and I personally have shot a deer with one at about 150 yards open sights.
You can hunt deer with those guns. They're more than suitable for that.
Well, regardless, it's not. It isn't for sporting to begin with. Thanks for the call. Yeah, these guns are to defend us from people like Alberto, I Love Torture, Gonzalez. I mean, the man is a monster. He is a monster. And I've heard neocons sniveling and worshiping him on the radio. And so you don't love your family. You don't love your children's birthright. You don't love the Second Amendment. You love sticking a W sticker on your car. You're not conservatives. You're scumbags. I hate you. I mean, I'm going to be honest. You make me want to throw up, at least with a liberal. I know what I'm dealing with, some drooling, moronic, stilted, stunted pig head. But with you, you're just sniveling, giggling, burbling, smiley face, twits, smacking your lips and talking about while this whole country's flushed down the toilet. Go away from us. Please tell us you're not our countrymen. Go away from us. Go lick the hands, as Patrick Henry said. You know, the war is already here, folks. The next sweep from the north will bring a resounding crackle of musket fire. I mean, give me liberty or give me death, man. I'm just sick of it. Bunch of sniveling, groveling scum. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex. Two questions and a quick comment.
Turn your guns in or you're a liberal.
If I may. Yeah, it's interesting the way the government plays semantics with, you know, they'll take a word like murder, which is illegal, and call it war or abortion, and bingo, it's legal. Makes me sick. Speaking of this.
Now, you're a liberal because you're against abortion.
Whatever happened to Marbury versus Madison? And why aren't we using
any law that's a violation of the Constitution is null and void. Simple. If the government says blacks are slaves, they don't have to follow it.
So if that is true, how can Patriot Act and that non-elected bureaucracy called FEMA be in existence? I mean, if we just ignore it.
Well, it's all law of the gun. Big dog off the porch. They just say it's so, and we're not resisting them properly, so they're doing it.
And do you think that they're going to be using New Orleans as a possible pipeline? Because we know since the Brits and Americans went into Afghanistan, what, the poppy production is up 400%, I think it was?
More than that now.
More than that. Do you think, you know, because New Orleans is a long-time mafia drug city with our old pal Carlos Marcello, and they helped to bring in, you know, heroin from the Golden Triangle back in the Vietnam War. And you think they're going to be using...
The globalists already control the drugs, but there's going to be a lot of bid rigging, a lot of buddies getting all the contracts. Well, that's already happening. So the corruption's really there in your face. Thanks, Tim. Brian and others, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
About what the in-deposit comitatus means, and do we have a chance to stop it? I mean, they've already gotten rid of it. Now they're just announcing their criminal activity. You know, why is there a law against it? There's reasons for that. We're going to take a lot of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Boston. Joe, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Haven't called you in a long time. I'm a visually impaired person, and I see your point, and I totally agree with you about the government. But, however, there are good, I guess there's good people in government, too. Yesterday I went to a government grant conference. I don't know if I have the money to get the course, but for people like me who come from bad families and who are on low income, we'd like to get out of this. We don't like living like this, and government has grants to get houses and homes. And what is your take on this? And have you heard of Agenda 21? You know, I'm just trying to be fair. I realize Bush is wrong and a lot of these things, but there must be some, you have to try to find some good things in government, too. Maybe we can stop a lot of the bad. But what do people like me do who can't, you know, you said government, in which I agree with you, but who get no help from anybody, churches or organizations don't do that anymore. It's different. So we have nowhere to go. Do you see my point?
Absolutely. Look, rat poison, if you buy some decon to kill rats around your house or field mice,
yes,
almost all of that little pellet is good, nutritious food. So there are lots of good government bureaucrats. There are lots of good government programs. But over time, they're all becoming very predatory, very abusive from the top. And most of the welfare is corporate welfare. And the corporations actually lobby government to grow larger to then forcibly extract my wealth to engage in social engineering. You know, I am all for welfare, but it should be at the county, the city, the state level, where we keep 100% of our money, and then that state agency can deliver you, on average, about 70% for the money they get, whereas the federal program, you get about 30% ratio for a dollar of tax money, 30 cents comes back.
I get
most of that, sir, for predatory government programs. Again, it's like the mafia. The mafia will give you a loan, but then there's going to be a Pied Piper. You've got to pay. I mean, there are great social workers that help the blind. There are great social workers that help the deaf. There are great government programs like the School for the Deaf here in Austin. There are great things. I mean, I never said we shouldn't have some government. I'm talking about the nature. You know, Hitler would take care of the blind people if, you know, they were good Deutsch. But that, you know, there were some good Hitler programs. He built big highways. But Hitler himself was bad, and the agenda of the where the government was going was bad. You understand?
Yeah, but see, the reason I mention that is because, I mean, the social workers here are burned out. All the agency does here is put you in sheltered workshops. You can't get good medical care. So if I do get some grants, and of course you have to live in a house for 15 years if you buy it, I'd like to get some good tenants in Section 8, and the government pays the rent, and if they screw up, they're out, of course. I would like to get off the welfare, but I'm getting no assistance from my family or any agency at all.
Well, yeah, the government doesn't want you to get out of welfare. And again, your family won't help you. Are they too busy watching football?
No, they have never accepted a blind son. I had some psychological. There were abusive years and years and years ago, and they've never accepted me. My brother makes six figures, and we tried to reconcile our differences, and they just can't accept blind people. They want everybody who's blind to work in a shelter workshop. But what's your take on these government grant programs? What's your take on that? I mean, if they work and if you can get the help, people to do the applications, they have millions of dollars.
Well, I mean, here's an example. They tell parents it's not even a welfare thing. Oh, put your child in Head Start. And then they don't know you get three CPS visits and it's really there to grab your child.
Yeah.
I mean, sir, I've read the handbooks. They want to break the family up. So, I mean, I'm sure the government could do good, but it never does. In the aggregate or in the final sum, it does more bad than good. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Joe. I mean, I'm not saying you as a blind person. I mean, if anybody deserves support by the state, it is the blind. It is the deaf. It is somebody in a wheelchair. We should take care of you. We've always done that. And it's despicable not to. And that says a lot about a society. You know, when Christ said, suffer the little children, he wasn't just talking about children. He meant people who can't take care of themselves, or people who have the minds of children, or people who have disabilities. You know, what we do to the weakest, you know, that's how I'm going to judge you, he said. What you do to the most innocent, what you do. And I see government taking advantage of poor people. I see them taking advantage of deaf and blind. And I see them taking advantage of people that can't defend themselves. And it makes my blood boil. I mean, look, government minions steer clear of the big mean dogs. I mean, they steer clear of me and others. They don't mess with people that have some modicum of power that can be projected upon them. They run around like great white sharks feeding on, you know, dying seals and stuff like that. I mean, basically, they just see you as weak. They rip your guts out and start just feeding on you, and it makes me want to throw up. We'll come back and talk to Jamie and others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The government has been charging nursing home operators because in some cases they left some of their wards unattended and they died. But at the same time, they're also charging people in nursing homes who stayed and helped the people because they told them to evacuate and they didn't. But meanwhile, all over the place, for 5 days, they let hundreds of people die at three different hospitals while they were begging for help because FEMA didn't allow it. That's confirmed. And it is confirmed what we heard about during those first few days. It is now confirmed. Human Rights Watch is reporting. New Orleans prisoners abandoned the floodwaters. And again, what you'll do to the leash, you'll do to me. Officers deserted a jail building, leaving inmates locked in their cells. As Hurricane Katrina began pounding New Orleans, the Sheriff's Department abandoned hundreds of inmates imprisoned in the city's jail, Human Rights Watch said today. And not a one of them is getting in trouble. You better believe. See, it's all selectively enforced. Of all the nightmares during Hurricane Katrina, this must be one of the worst. Prisoners were abandoned in their cells without food or water for days as floodwaters rose towards the ceiling. and that was Courtney Carey, researcher, U.S. Program Human Rights Watch. Inmates in the Templeman 3, one of the several buildings in the New Orleans Parish Prison compound, reported that as of Monday, August 29th, there was no correctional officers in the building, which held more than 600 inmates. These inmates, including some who were locked in the ground floor cells for traffic violations, I would add, were not evacuated until Thursday, September 1st, 4 days after food floodwaters in the jail had reached chest level. Of all the nightmares during Hurricane Katrina, this must be one of the worst, said the researcher from Human Rights Watch. Prisoners were abandoned in their cells without food or water for days as floodwaters rose towards the ceiling. Human Rights Watch called the U.S. Department of Justice to conduct an investigation, and they'll come in and federalize, into the conduct of the New Orleans Sheriff's Department, which runs the jail, and to establish the fate of the prisoners who had been locked in the jail. The Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections, which oversaw the evacuation, and the New Orleans Sheriff's Department should account for 517 inmates who are missing from the list of people evacuated from the jail. Oh, yeah, that's right. See, there's no numbers of anything. We know there were shootouts in the city, troops firing on citizens, gun confiscations, and we'll never find out. We'll never know. It's just, again, a double standard, folks. And they didn't let them out of jail. The least they could do would be to let them out. Can't let violent offenders out. Let them on down. Well, the cops knew full well it was the county jail. It was full of people in there for DWIs and driving recklessly or not paying speeding tickets. Oh, which reminds me, I got a ticket months ago and I haven't paid it. I need to pay that. Hope I'm not in the jail when it floods. Oh, you see you later. You're with Al Qaeda. So this is the seriousness of what's going on. Meanwhile, we got this lawmaker who sits over the committee that writes all the DWI and checkpoint laws, caught drunk twice, and he says, I'm above the law to the judge. I'm a member of the legislature. I'm above the law. I'm God. Really, they don't call themselves servants anymore. It's officials, authorities. Think about that. Let's start calling them God humans, God lords. Well, I guess kings do call themselves sovereigns and lords. Oh, Lord Governor. Oh, so gracious. I am your slave. Good. That's what America's all about. All right, I'm going to go quickly through your calls. Jamie in Kentucky, go ahead.
Yes, I believe the flood waters were caused by our own government. They blew up the levees. What do you think, Alex?
Well, people have said that, and they're the only place I've seen it confirmed by a decent source was in the Globe and Mail up in Canada. They talked to a parole officer who said that he heard and saw what looked like explosions. But I mean, I don't know. I do know this: FEMA blocked the rescues, FEMA blocked the food, FEMA did cut emergency communications to worsen the crisis to then get more funding.
But what about Mr. Sheehan? What happened there? I read something that she was arrested.
Yes, thanks for the call. I'll comment on that. They marched up to the front gate. They were told to leave three times by the God-man's enforcers, the God-human, the supreme leaders, enforcers, and they arrested over 100 people. So that's where it stands right now. Let's talk to Jesse in Alabama. Jesse in Alabama, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You're talking about the welfare and all. What I'm incensed about is the tax dollars being spent to drug people in these so-called mental health institutions, and the way they will, if a person does or a child doesn't have money for the psychiatric drug, the taxpayers will pay for it.
And then the drug's own insert now admits it massively increases suicide and psychotic breaks. So when your kid gets more screwed up, then they put you on 2, 3, 4, 5. The average foster child in Texas is on 4 drugs, some on as many as 17. Then they start having seizures from the drugs. Then they'll do brain surgery. It's all about corporate welfare.
And These drugs cause all shut down the very parts of the brain that's supposed to be increasing the activity of. They They cause brain damage, shrinking of the brain, retinal leaks, detachments. I mean, you name it, the list goes on.
Oh, it's all on the list. Yeah, it's you know, all on the list. Thanks for the call. I mean, I see these ads like, having trouble having to urinate too much? Well, just get this new drug. And then for 30 seconds, causes nosebleeds, headaches, massive cancers, total death, total annihilation of everything, sleepless nights, dry mouth, vomiting, migraine headaches, blah, blah, blah. It's like, why would you want to take me? By the way, I said the average foster child in Texas is on four drugs. That's psychotropic drugs. The average teenager in America is on four prescriptions. I mean, it's just insane. Let's talk to Kevin in New York. Kevin, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I wrote a letter a couple years ago about Schumer and Kennedy when they wanted to get gun owners as terrorists that time there, when Ashcroft was Attorney General.
Okay.
And I wrote a letter and I pointed out how that was a disgrace there. How when gun owners are law-abiding, they're protecting their homes, family, and country. The next day I had the BCI drive by me.
Well, I don't know that's scientific, though, to have the police drive by you because you wrote a letter.
Well,
by the way, do you think your letter got there in a day, or...
Well, it's in the local paper right in the same county. And they drove by real, they didn't drive fast by or anything else.
Yeah, but I mean, so your letter got there in one day and then they...
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
Because I'm in a local paper and that sort of thing. And it was a condensed letter.
You mean you mailed your letter and it was already in the paper?
Well, it was the next couple of days, but I know it was BCI because I know one of them. I know one of the officers.
Well, why don't you fill me in? I'm a little ignorant. What's the BCI?
Bureau of Criminal Investigations. It's an arm of the state police.
Okay, so you think you had political harassment because you wrote a letter?
Well, they just noticed it and took a drive-by anyway. That sort of thing.
You've never seen the police drive-by before?
Oh, I've seen them before, but it was sort of coincidence.
Yeah.
It was sort of coincidence-type thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't generally go off that, Kevin. I tend to go off what I can prove, but if you're saying that the government intimidates and harasses people, they certainly do, but they're not omnipresent, they're not all-powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, there a lot of people on the inside are on our side, and so I wouldn't let that intimidate you, Kevin.
Yeah, well, it isn't. They've written other things ever since and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, good to hear from you. Something else? Go ahead.
A couple brief things. Thank you for telling me about that Berkey Light. I went and got one that does a good job, like you say, with the water.
Well, there's a lot of poison in the water, and it's really good.
I've noticed a difference when I got it going there. Other than that, I'll let you go.
Well, Kevin, we're glad to have you out there, and keep writing letters to the editor.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, the minute we give in to their intimidation, which I'm not saying you're doing, but the minute we give in to it, it's over. They win. It's all about intimidation. And it's psychological with these people, really, at a base level. As soon as you're not afraid of them, as soon as you're dominant, but from a righteous position, they usually back off. The minute you cower, the minute you lower your head, at a primitive level, they think that means you're bad. They think that means that you deserve what's happening to you. And believe me, I've experienced it. I mean, the minute you're in control, the minute you're commanding the situation, and you can't put on this type of attitude. You have to be in the right. You have to put on the armor, as they say. These guys are like vampires creeping back from a cross, you know, creeping back from the sun coming up in the morning. I mean, you got to really believe it, folks. It's faith. And that doesn't mean that they're not going to belly club you right in the teeth. But you've got to have the faith and not care because you know you're on the side of God. You're doing the right thing. And most of these people aren't bad. They're just they're accustomed to the exercise of power and to intimidation, and they think it's okay to do that, and it's not. And to execute and enforce these criminal laws, that's why we're angry with you. You know, the police will tell you, we're not here to protect you, we don't have any liability to protect you, it's not our job to protect you. But then they'll get mad at us when we, you know, don't want them running our lives and snooping on us. You know, government never does good for a society. It always, in the end, goes bad. I mean, that's just history, folks. And we're headed into some dark times right now. And we're not out of the woods. We're just going into the woods right now. And things are going to be tough. But if we have the right attitude, not a yellow-bellied attitude, we have an aggressive attitude and a dynamic attitude and an engaged, offensive attitude, we're going to beat these people. We're going to get our country back. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks, and thanks to Aaron Zellman for fighting for our right to keep and bear arms. I just didn't know if anyone had mentioned a report on rents was posted regarding the entire 101st Airborne Division, around 20,000 soldiers being deployed to Iraq, which is just the fifth time in the history of the 101st Airborne that the entire division has been deployed.
Well, I've talked to people in the military, family in the military. I'm getting intel from everybody. There's a giant war game drill coming up the fourth day of October. And I'm not saying they're going to attack Iran, but they admit they want to. Israel may make its move, and we're going to be watching all of this.
And they've insinuated that what would preclude an attack would be some sort of an attack on us, and we know that there's been false flag attacks, so be aware.
Which will actually be the pretext to invade.
Absolutely.
We've been hit again. See, we told you we needed Patriot Act. We told you we need to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Now, none of you question us again. Give us your guns. People, well, I guess I better, if Bush says it, Al-Qaeda got us.
People, you know, that say they can't, don't have time to do anything, they can't do maybe what you do, but one thing I do every day is try to pick the key articles that jump out and open people's minds and email them to friends and spread the word, and everyone has 5 minutes to do that.
Well, you know, I sound pessimistic a lot because I do this all the time, and it is frustrating. But people really are waking up. But the globalist response to that is to just get even more in our face. I mean, they're just flaunting it right now.
They really are. But people are really waking up and taking action and buying food and getting ready for whatever they're going to throw at us.
Well, I'm just begging the military and the police and others. I mean, if suitcase nukes go off, confiscating guns and doing all this stuff has nothing to do with safety.
Absolutely.
It's just so a group of criminals can suck the federal coffers dry, and they don't care about the economy. They don't care about your happiness. They want a police state so they can take the pensions, and so you can't complain. They want to ban protests so you can't protest having your pensions taken. I mean, it's all in the IMF plans.
Well,
they're basically tying us down so they can suck us dry.
Well, that's right. And
it's just like a spider spins a web around it, or, you know, what it's captured. We flew into the web. We're flopping around. We sometimes bugs break free. We got a chance of breaking free if we all really struggle and stop, you know, whining and infighting. I mean, right now, the spider's creeping up. It's got its little front legs out. It's getting its face going, yeah, its little teeth. Yeah, everything's all right. It's looking at us. Don't struggle. I'm the government. I'm here to help you, Kevin. Don't listen to Alex. Don't mind those things. These are freedom. You'll be safe once I do this. Just let me get rid of Pocky Common Thomas. No, no, don't struggle. Don't kick. There. I'm getting closer now, Kevin. My teeth, I mean, my fangs. Freedom. Do you understand, Kevin?
Well, we've got people like General Burns, who they made step down. We've got Seibel Edwards. We've got Ray McGovern. We've got people not just waking up out in the street, but other people. And
we've got Morgan Reynolds. We've got Paul Craig Roberts. All these people going public.
And
never mind them. They want to hurt you. Never mind my black fangs and my eight eyes. I'm your friend. Look into my eyes, Kevin. Never mind my black uniform. Never mind that I... don't struggle.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm sorry for doing the spider imitation, but...
Yeah.
Here, I'll be the spider for the rest of the program.
Don't listen to Alex Jones. You have all of your rights to me. I want to help you. You're so juicy. This is such a big, fat country. It's a big prize. I'm about to suck it dry. I've carried out lots of crises, and now I stampeded you little bugs into my into my net. Iraq was tasty, and so was Afghanistan and Serbia. But now I'm going to have the big dinner. I'm going to enjoy it.
All right, Dan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's been a long time since I talked to you, but boy, you haven't missed a thing. You're still just as good, if not better.
Hey, is that spider imitation good, or is it bad?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I got something to confront that. First of all, one thing, when you talked about the gentleman who was blind, about disabled, you're right on about the government's responsibility to take care of people like that. You know, we're based on, our Republican form of government is based on the Bible. And King David had Jonathan's son who was disabled. He took care of him. So, Alex, you surprise me, you amaze me every day how well you, much you know. And I think it's great. We have people like you in the air. you're an imitation of a spider. Well, I'll tell you what. Do I have permission just to read something? It might be a minute or so about Mary Molly Pitcher. Did you ever hear of her?
Settle down. Don't get angry.
All right. I have your permission?
Sure. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. I think this lady is the epitome of the American spirit. And if people, your listeners, could get a flame like this, and with this country...
Stay there, Dan.
I will.
And settle down. Turn in your guns, Dan. You look so tasty, Dan. I want to take all your freedoms. I'm the official. I'm the authority, Dan. You do what I say, okay? I'll be right back. Stay with me. Government's good.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, that's enough of that stupid spider thing. But just picture him when you see him on the news, when you see Condoleezza Rice or Bush or Clinton, just picture their head on a big spider body. And they're like, yeah, because really, when you picture them like that, you're now getting truly what their spirit is. Big, fat, predatory slime bags that sit around going, they're a bunch of scum. I mean, literally, they, you know, their own writings are the fools on how to figure it out. I mean, just stop being fools, folks. Stop being conned by these people. All right, Dan, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Okay, Alex, I hope this won't take very long. It's about Mary Molly Pitcher Hayes. I always wanted to get in the spirit of our founding fathers and heroes of the revolution.
No, don't do that. They were banned.
And I'll tell you, I read this, and I says, oh, my goodness, this puts me to shame. I'll start reading it. In 1775, when the fight for independence began, a barber named John Hasper Hayes joined the Continental Army. His wife, Mary, went along to cook, wash, and sew for the troops. On June 28, 1778, John and Mary Hayes were in New Jersey at the Battle of Monmouth. It was one of the largest battles of the war, on perhaps the hottest day of the year. Mary saw the men suffering from the heat, grabbed a pitcher, filled it with water, and ran among the men, giving them drinks. Molly, the men called to her attention, Molly, pitcher. Mary's husband fell from the heat. She gave him a drink, tied a wet rag around his head, moved him beneath the tree. Then she took over her husband's place, stood there in her dress, and helped the crew load and fire the cannon. Alex, this is where I wish I had a spirit like hers. A witness later wrote about Mary, while in action of reaching a cartridge and having one of her feet as far before the other as she could step, a cannon shot from the enemy passed directly between her legs without doing any other damage than carrying away her lower part of her petticoat. When others ran from the battle, Mary Hayes stood fast. She was still there holding off the British when General Washington checked the retreat. I'll tell you, Alex, with a spirit like that, if Americans could have that...
No, she's bad. She didn't kneel to the authority. Ooh.
Alex, I think we need to get that fire early.
No, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
She struggled in my web. No. No, the juicy tender might get away.
Thanks for the call. Dan, God bless you. No, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, everything lowly and pathetic is, you know, groveling to this government. This is not our government. It's a pack of criminals. And you read about the 8-year war with the British. I mean, you know, black men with no shoes, with a trail of blood from their feet, with a bullet hole in the back of their shoulder, you know. I mean, literally, those are the stories. Just, you know, again, the Green Mountain Boys and hauling those big cannons down off Ticonderoga and dragging them a couple hundred miles. Just amazing feats against... I mean, the Brits would land like 40,000 troops. No army ever beat them. We'd have like 6,000 troops. And we beat them by just fighting them and fighting them and fighting them and just always just losing almost every time until Trenton and then, you know, many more victories than defeats that the British had. But still, we were there. That's staying power. And FEMA and these scumbags openly go teach police that the founding fathers are bad, America's bad. I mean, folks, they teach them that homeschoolers are bad. I mean, we've got the video of this. This has been in the news. They're evil. There's no doubting it. They're the bad guys. Do you understand? There's no debating it. There's no questions. I'm out of time. Incredible reports on Posse Comitatus, all of it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, your support of this broadcast is vital. Please get American Dictators, get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get the other books and videos that we carry. Go to Infowars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Bookstore, the shopping cart. Call toll free to get videos, 1-888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where we got a bunch of special reports going up this week. I love you, folks. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Odor.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.